Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this Friday khutbah. And the topic is, and they are guided to pleasant speech. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of majesty and honor. He called us to good speech and promised us in return paradise, the abode of peace. We bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and we bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless, grant peace, and shower His grace upon him, his family, his companions, and all those who follow him. To proceed, I advise you, O servants of Allah, and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. He glorified in His exaltation, said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu attaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. O you who have believed, fear Allah and speak words of appropriate justice. O believers, it is a great value and a noble quality. It pleases our Lord, brings joy to our hearts, and spreads affection in our society. It is the practice of selecting the best words and choosing the most beautiful expressions. This is a characteristic which the righteous adorn themselves in this world, and with which they will be crowned in the hereafter. Allah Almighty said, regarding the people of paradise, وَهُدُوا إِلَى الطَّيِّبِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ, and they were guided to pleasant speech, meaning Allah guided them in this world to speak good words, and thus they were guided to it in paradise. لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا تَأْثِيمًا إِلَّا قِيلًا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا. They will not hear any idle talk or sinful speech, but only the saying, peace, peace. Likewise, in refined societies, their people are guided to speak kindly among themselves. Their mouths are filled with the remembrance of the most merciful Ar-Rahman, free from the obscenities of the tongue. They select words that are sweet to the ears and that enter the heart without permission. Their words carry the fragrance of beautiful meanings and noble, sincere feelings. Thus they produce good effects and praiseworthy fruits, like the example of a good tree. Its root is firm, its trunk is straight, and its branches are lofty, rising above all lowly things. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. Have you not considered how Allah presents an example? A good word is like a good tree, whose root is firm and its branches are in the sky. It produces its fruit all the time by permission of its Lord. O servants of Allah, a good word bears no fruit but goodness, and exudes nothing but benefit and righteousness. It strengthens values, calls for constructiveness, and reveals a noble origin and virtuous character. This is because its speaker rises above ignorance and avoids causing offense, even indirectly, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, من الكبائر شتم الرجل والديه. It is one of the greatest sins for a man to curse his parents. They asked, O Messenger of Allah, and how does a man curse his parents? He said, Yes, he insults another man's father, so that man insults his father. And he insults the other's mother, so he insults his mother. And the homeland is even more precious and more deserving of appreciation and respect. It is too lofty to be subjected to offensive replies and useless arguments. Indeed, a conscious society does not get dragged along by noise, rather it remains loyal to its values and firm in its principles. It chooses to be on the side of the truthful, as commanded by the Lord of the worlds. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. O you who have believed, fear Allah and be with those who are true. Its elevated character prevents it from returning evil with its like. Instead, it puts forth its good speech, acting upon the saying of its prophet, peace be upon him, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let him speak good or remain silent. This is because it is mindful of Allah in what it says and fears him in what it publishes in the digital world and on social media, always remembering the saying of the Almighty, ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. He utters no word except that there is with him an observer prepared to record. This observer records against the person every word his tongue utters or his fingertips write. And as the poet said, وما من كاتب إلا سيفنى ويبقي الدهر ما كتبت يداه فلا تكتب بكفك غير شيء يسرك في القيامة أن تراه. Every writer's life will one day end and pass away, but time will keep the words his hands once chose to say. So write nothing with your hand today except what you would be glad to see on Judgment Day. O believers, indeed, the people of the Emirati society maintain chaste tongues and refined manners. They are proud of their homeland, appreciate their nation's achievements, and take pride in the wisdom of their leadership. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And as for the blessing of your Lord, proclaim it. They are committed to positivity and serving humanity. They derive their news from national platforms and official sources. They are not deceived by rumors, nor are they drawn into exchanging insults. Their Lord has guided them through their faith to pleasant speech. Thus, their speech is free from obscenity, and their pens are above vulgarity. For as in the hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him, ليس المؤمن بالطعان ولا اللعان ولا الفاحش ولا البذيء. The believer is not one who defames, nor one who curses, nor one who is obscene or vulgar. They don't pay attention to the insults of others, nor do they occupy themselves with them. Rather, their concern and ambition are focused on obedience to Allah, giving achievements, and excelling in the fields of glory. They proceed on the path of their honor, the elevation of their homeland, and the building of their future, with wisdom, deliberation, awareness, and responsibility. They have learned that the world is a responsibility, and credibility is a responsibility, directing minds and efforts towards the advancement of the homeland is a responsibility, being cautious of wasting time in idle talk is a responsibility, and raising the younger generation upon good speech is a responsibility. كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا. About all those things, he will be questioned. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. O Allah, bestow your prayers and peace upon our Prophet Muhammad, the seal of the messengers, and upon his family, companions, and followers. O Allah, be pleased with Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, and with all of the noblest companions. O Allah, guide us to the best of manners and speech, for none guides to the best of them except you, and turn us away from the worst of them, for none can turn us away from the worst of them except you. O Allah, occupy our tongues with your remembrance, fill our hearts with awe of you, and our souls with your love. O Allah, we ask you for that which necessitates your mercy, and that which determines your forgiveness, and to gain from all righteousness and safety from all sin. O Allah, protect the nation of the UAE with your protection, attend to it with your care, and surround it with your providence, O Lord of the worlds. O Allah, have mercy on the Muslim men and women, those who are alive and those who have passed away. O Allah, we seek your forgiveness. Indeed, you are all forgiving. So send down rain upon us in abundance. O Allah, grant us relieving rain, wholesome and beneficial, with which you revive the land. Show mercy to the people and make it a source of strength and sustenance for a time. O servants of Allah, remember Allah, the great, the majestic, and he will remember you. Thank him for his blessings, and he will grant you more. I say these words of mine, and I ask Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek his forgiveness. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.